us.
Welcome back.
I got way too much stuff pulled up right here.
Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And Ben, I'm on to something. I think I've discovered something, and I'm going to drop it on you right now, and I want to get your thoughts. Okay? So I talked about this a little bit on my show, but I want to go further in depth with another golf guy because you've watched the video. This is Auburn's tribute to the Masters, which Alex Golish says is a pretty big deal down here.
It's a big deal down here. Even though he came from South Florida, so it's really up here, but whatever.
It's a local event or something like that. Yeah. You know, it's only 2 million people apply every year for tickets, but
well, maybe he meant golf in general is a big deal down here.
Regardless, I thought that part at the very beginning was really funny. Ben, the coaches get to the final, okay? And you saw the coach against Alex McPherson, which Alex McPherson's a really good golfer.
Yeah.
I think he's a single-digit handicap. Describe the coach's swing right there. What would you guess his handicap is based off of that shot?
Oh, sub 10.
It's a single digit, easy, yeah. Right?
Like I'm a single digit handicap, and his swing's way better looking than mine.
Oh, it's flawless, basically.
And
so,
look,
you're gonna tell me
what
you're
gonna you even got the pose at the end and the
club. Oh, beautiful finish, like a little sawed off finish.
Yes.
Like he's like, oh, what is it? 75 yards? That's a perfect number. Like, you know
what I need? You know what? I need 72 and a hop. That's what I need. That's
what he got.
That's what he got.
He hit it to this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's in their mind, right? So the coaches advance to the championship. Okay. Yeah. With everything that went on last year about coaches playing golf. And then he just automatically, you know, out of the blue, skulls one 150 yards on a 75-yard shot. And then a defensive lineman rolls one up there inside 20 yards and wins. I think he did it on purpose. I think they threw the match so that the coaches – because could you imagine the fun other people would have with that one if the coaches win the golf match against the players. I think they threw it on purpose. Too good.
I completely think that are you a flat earther too? Do you think that the earth is flat?
No, I don't. Come on, dude. That golf swing's too good.
It could have been a tight lie. I mean, it could have been.
That grass out there is perfect, man. Every lie is perfect.
I will say it is kind of odd that first swing.
It didn't look
probably would take money. I'm good with my wedges, and he'd take money from me and you.
Oh, yeah. He's perfect.
And that first swing was – I was
– I don't know exactly who it was. People are saying it's possibly Parker Carmichael, who was – he's an assistant wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
Regardless, I'm having a lot of fun with it, but it's just funny to me that I would be more worried if he would have won. Not bad, but like you could hear everybody going, oh, here we go again. The coaches are really good at golf. You know, we just went through this, blah, blah, blah. And then
it would have been great Twitter fodder.
Then we're tied. Yeah, we would have been on here cussing people if the coaches won. Won that, but I think that's so funny, I think he laid the sod, or he sculled it, or whatever he did.
It looked like he sculled it.
I think he really did scull it
on the video. It looked like he, yeah, it looked like, but I see where you're getting at, because I mean that's all we're, and even Golish has said in numerous press conferences, I know how y'all feel about golf. Yeah. No, I won't be playing golf. No, my golf game is not very good. And then for it to be the Masters weekend and them doing practice and you know, giving them an opportunity to, you know, win. I don't know if I would have let the defensive lineman win. I got a feeling that bill is going to be a little higher than, say, the kickers.
Vontrell said, get the grill ready.
Yeah.
Get the grill ready, coach.
When he said, I'm serious, when he said I'm treating the position group, I thought, you know, the kickers are probably going to eat salads and salmon. Yeah.
You don't want offensive line or interior defensive line to win.
No, and that's what he got was interior defensive linemen. And let me tell you something, and that bill's pretty high.
Well, even if you're just grilling, it, like he said, keep the grill ready. Even if it's just like you're grilling at my house.
Oh, they could eat a whole chicken house full of chickens. Like
I mean, that or steak. Like, imagine how much they could eat a whole cow. Like, it would be crazy. No, I'm having fun. I'm having fun with that. It was a fun video. I want one of those Masters flags. Did you see the Masters flag at the beginning with the Auburn on it?
Yeah.
Where can I get one of those? I talked
to AU Club, buddy. If I were you, I think that's probably where that came from.
No.
Yeah.
We don't have those.
I don't think you have them. I think that maybe the practice facility out there probably has a few in there.
I don't think so, but if they do, I'm stealing one. Or purchasing. No, I'm going to purchase one at full price.
It's on the
I've never seen that. It looked like, I guess it would have to probably come from the golf team. I guess I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think that something got – because, see, they've been numerous times, the golf team has, to play Augusta, and I'm sure they probably gave them some sort of gift. I wouldn't be shocked if it's somewhere. Either it's probably Kleiner's office. Kleiner probably let him borrow it.
Yeah.
I
don't want to borrow it. I want to have it.
Well, that's between you and Coach Kleiner, the national championship coach that has been to Augusta numerous times. That is kind of cool that he's got his connection there, though, that he's able to take the team every year. So, getting back to your theory, I don't think that's what took place, but I could see where that crossed your mind. Because,
oh, man,
with us being both golfers, let me just go back and tell y'all this that are listening right now. With Kyle and I played a lot of golf with one another as well. Back when the Hugh Freeze thing took place, I wore Kyle out every day about it.
Yeah.
And you kept telling me over and over, you're like, let it go. I'm not going there. I'm not addressing that. And so I think it's hilarious that Kyle is the one that has the conspiracy theory of the blown chip shot in order to let a defensive lineman win. Although, you may be onto something because that swing looked really good.
It was good. It was good. He had no business shanking that one or sculling it or whatever it was.
No, so. Just to be fair, they probably should have made him hit left-handed.
I know. He was that good.
Yeah.
So, whoever that was, if that's Parker Carmichael, hit me up, man. Let's go play. I know Cody likes to play
after
sometimes.
The season. After the season.
Right now is when we go. Like, this is the perfect time.
When is A-Day's over?
After A-Day, Saturday.
After A-Day, okay.
Let's have a tea time Monday.
Yeah.
So let's talk about A-Day.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll talk about A-Day in just a second. Before we do that, we're starting the movement Buy Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If being part of the Auburn family means something to you and you love the Auburn family, well, then do business with Auburn people, dadgummit.
Oh my.
Go to buyauburn.com. We have multiple businesses on there all across the state of Alabama, some in Georgia, and then some that are online that you can use anywhere. And we want to go nationwide. So anywhere you go, you can support Auburn alumni or fan-owned businesses. Go to buyauburn.com, sign up today. And then if you love the show, you love the gear, we got it at aushirts.com. So check it out. Right before we started recording, somebody ordered another book hat. Those book hats are flying out of here. So make sure you get yours, aushirts.com. Let's talk about A-Day, man.
Let's talk about the scumbag t-shirt. I didn't see it up there.
Well, I'm working through the NIL aspect of it with Nate Oates and using his name. I'm going to do what you say, though. I'm going to do number one. It's going to look like it says number one. But I'm going to put the decimal after N and O, so it's obviously clearly Nate Oates. So we'll figure it. I'm still tinkering with it, but we'll get that one up soon.
All right.
A-Day. All right, coming up on Saturday, we're going to be talking about it leading up to it. No TV coverage. They may do War Eagle Plus. I don't know. They haven't announced it yet.
They're going to record it because they'll play it back. Nothing live because either War Eagle Plus, they're still recorded. They'll put something on tape. I mean, they're going to naturally be recording it anyway. Plus, you got War Eagle Productions here that is not going to be busy, so they'll be able to cover the game. And if I've heard right, yeah, I think they're going to have, but they're not going to do anything live, so that way they get people here. So that way they're not going to, you know, they're not going to put on like ESPN 8 or yeah. anything like that, ESPN Plus.
Or SEC Plus or whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, they would love for people to be there at the stadium. So if you want to see it. And then
free admission.
It'd be one of those things, probably come next Monday or Tuesday, it'll show up on SEC Network at midnight. You can watch it if you want.
I honestly, from everything I'm hearing, I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think you're going to be able to see it anywhere. I think if you see it at all, you're going to have a War Eagle Plus subscription. I don't see it popping up anywhere else. So we're going to be there, obviously. But let's talk about A-Day in general. I don't know what you really, really get out of those things. Like, you've seen Alabama's had theirs, and they gassed up their quarterback. He made some pretty good throws. I think Florida, they were gassing up their quarterback, threw a touchdown to Eric Singleton Jr.
Yeah.
I know the offense is struggling. I'm just not sure how they scripted or what they do Saturday to get much of a difference. So
offense struggling, or the previous administration that had DJ Durkin pulling the defense back a little bit ain't happening now, because Alex Golish is like, give us everything you got.
Well, see, that's the only reason I don't really care that much, because they're not making it easy and giving all these guys a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's physical, and they, you know, they're not giving them an inch.
Good.
And that's a good thing. Sometimes I do wonder how much work you can actually get, but I know there's a little bit more of an element to game planning in these on A-Day. So, like, they can, you know, they can throw some wrinkles in there, and they know what our defense is going to be doing. So they can actually game plan for it instead of installing, you know, versus installing the offense. So I don't know exactly what I need to see. I'm trying to think about what I need to see myself from the offense that makes me feel like not where I don't have to sell myself. Like, I don't have to sell myself on. I'm just like, okay, there's enough in there. There's enough in there. There's some good pieces to work with. We're going to be all right. Like,
I know what I'd like to see. On the run game, I'd like to just see some holes open up, because they're going to be going full speed. So if we can see some offensive, because they're going to, as soon as one of the running backs gets touched, they're blowing the whistle. So they may let them go, what, 4 or 5 yards, and then, but they're not going to let a safety come up and lay the wood on a run.
No, man. I bet you it may not be like fully live, but it'll probably be like thud wrap up. Like, it'll be something a little bit more physical. But keep going. Sorry.
But I'd like to see some holes open up for the run game, just so we kind of get to know what we're expecting. Because I'm high on the running back. I told you, I think that everybody keeps talking about Brown this, Brown that. And I'm like, listen, I want the running backs to get going good. They get going good, Brown's going to have – I ain't worried about him. 3,000 yards the last couple of seasons.
Yeah.
I'm not – he is not a concern, because he's going to be handing the ball off a lot this Saturday. And as far as, I wouldn't mind them seeing some planned explosive plays downfield too, just to, that you got to be careful, because if he gets touched, they're going to blow it dead. So I kind of wonder if they'll, you know, the defensive linemen or defensive ends may pull up a little bit before they hit him, just to let him, you know, release a ball to kind of get the crowd excited on a deep ball or two. So
yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing that. But my biggest concern and what I want to see is, I don't want to see any injuries, Kyle. That's what I don't want to see.
Just get out of there.
A good official practice that looks like a scrimmage that we would see inside the bubble or inside the indoor facility, that you get some thudding and wrapping up, you get some blocking schemes, you maybe show some, you know, some deep balls where some guys have at least an opportunity to lay out and make some plays. And after that, let's not do anything. I'm literally okay with most of the practice being warm up and repetition and a glorified practice before they start scrimmage, and then a 30-minute scrimmage, if that.
Oh, man, I want to see a little bit more than that. Just because it's new, just because of how new it is, I want to see, like, obviously the technical pieces of it where it's like the formations and the rotations and things like that. I want to see as much of that. But just from an offensive standpoint, so I want to see Byron Brown, like, get the ball out. Like, yep. I want to see him where he does not look – even if it's not successful, like, we're making decisions and we're getting the ball out. We're, you know, processing things, because it felt like last year a lot of it was just – especially with Jackson, was like, I'm just so gun-shy to even pull the trigger that I nervous myself into sacks, or I nervous myself into negative plays. Like, if you're – you know, if we're trying to fit balls in tight windows, or we throw an interception or whatever, but we're diagnosing it and we're going, I think I can live with that more. I do want to see a couple of, you know, big plays on offense. And I'm like you, the running game to me is what everybody has talked about has been so bad so far. So, yeah. Like, I do want to see us get some push and move the ball on the ground. But as far as like a number wise, like, I don't even know what to expect statistic wise to where I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better. I think it's one of those things. You'll just know it when you see it.
Oh, I have another one I want to see too.
Hit it.
I want to see tight ends touching the ball.
Oh,
yep. I want to see a few drawn up plays to hit somebody over the middle. I don't care if it's just catch, thud, wrap up, let go, call it down. I don't care. You know, 7-8 yard pick, I'm fine with that. I don't need anything like a, you know, something up the seam where we score. I'm not, if we get that, great. But, also, I don't want it to be a blown coverage on the defensive part that allows a tight end to seep deep. I mean, I'd like it, you know, so
I'm okay with that. In the stream, I want to see points, I want to see plays. They'll clean that up.
I do want to see them involved one way or another, because with Golish's history with tight ends, as well as him doing a good job of trying to bring some guys in that could either split out or bring them inside, I wouldn't mind seeing the tight ends touch the ball a few times.
His history is mixed. They mostly are there for the run support, but I'm kind of like you. If you can get at this level, if you can start getting a few more of those freaky, you know, 6'5", 240-pound athletes that are in the SEC, like, maybe you didn't have those before, and they can be a weapon, utilize them. Because they got some guys over there. They got a pretty nice room. I mean, I've still been talking – I know Jake Johnson's going to be the man, but that Artis Borningham, man, I don't know. For some reason, I keep hearing his name. And I think
he's moving up.
Yeah, and he's healthy now, and I know he was – he had the success at Florida before he got hurt and transferred. So I don't know, feel like he could be a weapon.
That's a weapon that when used correctly, I mean, you saw what Georgia did to Auburn a couple of years ago. Yeah. I mean, and I understand that was a freak athlete that was doing it.
We don't have a Brock.
And we don't have that. We don't have that. But like it clearly, when you're clicking on all cylinders, and everybody's worried about everybody else, that's the one guy that can leak out and be open. If he's got decent hands and can pick up 7, 8, 9, 10 yards after the catch, that's just that's an equalizer, man. That's an extra first down. That's an extra 2 first downs on a drive, because you people are thinking check down to running back, or they're thinking deep ball. And then all of a sudden underneath, you find this big guy that's, you know, wide open. And as long as he can put his hands around it and bring it in, it's just such a – and it's such a momentum killer for defenses if you can make the tight end effective. And that's another reason that I'd love to see him involved, because it just – listen, when Cam Newton flat out said it, his career wouldn't be where it was when he got to the NFL if Olsen had not been there for him. And, I mean, same thing with – I mean, you look at Brady and Gronk and what he did with him. I mean – and I know we're talking about super freaks, but if you can just find a way to get tight ends involved where and Kyle, even if they're not touching the ball, if you get tight ends involved where somebody's like, crap, I got to cover, that's going to leave your singletons open on the outside. That's going to leave, you know, some of your other guys that we've talked about, the super freaks at the wide receiver slot, where a safety can't cheat or a linebacker can't cheat. And so I'm a big – Yeah, I'm a big proponent of seeing some of it. I'm not saying go to them every time. I'm just saying when you need them, if you can leak them out and put them down, you know, the field 10 or 12 yards, that's just a as a momentum getter for offense and as a momentum killer for defense.
There you go. We got a scrimmage tomorrow morning. So by the time that we record, we may have to record tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. So
that way we can maybe get some info from the scrimmage to talk about. And we will talk to Golish too tomorrow after the scrimmage. So we'll have some notes that we can discuss there. But you got that scrimmage and then A-Day. So that's your three for the spring and you're done. So it's winding down. It's gone by fast, I feel like. Has it gone by fast to you?
Yeah, it's gone by to me. And I don't know if a lot of that had to do with, number one, life events. Number two, you see all these people that played this past weekend, and so you're kind of like, crap, it's here, dude.
Yeah.
So maybe that had something to do with it, you know, going ahead and seeing some people out there popping heads and popping pads. But, it has flown by, too, because you're talking about, Kyle, what a rush of stuff. I mean, new coaching staff, new players, transfer people in. I mean, Auburn football has been drinking through a fire hose the last month and a half, 2 months.
And, no doubt.
And so now it's almost like it's coming to fruition so they can take a little break after this and become just a better team in the offseason for what all they've learned here in the spring.
Absolutely. Ben, I appreciate you, man. We'll talk again tomorrow. Guys, y'all have a great rest of your day. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.